Thanks. Ivan Raiklin is my guest. We're talking about the January 6th bomber, but Alex just came in, like, looking pale, honestly, and saying he's got some really devastating news that deep staters in the White House are compiling lists of enemies to go after as soon as they're in charge, and they're not going to wait for 2028 to launch this coup. I mean, Ivan, we saw how they went after the January 6ers. I suspect a lot of the hysterical coverage about Trump this year has sort of been laying the groundwork in the mindset of the left to prepare them for when the Democrat Party starts rounding people up. The way that they're talking about Trump, he's going after innocent people, he's rounding up families, it's illegal aliens, they're trying to be deported. But the rhetoric they're using is in a way almost normalizing this idea that the government can go around and kidnap random people. That's not what's happening with Trump, but the fact they keep talking about it like that has me concerned that, you know, basically they're going to do that to us. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's not about if they're going to do that. A lot, the argument on the right is, oh, we can't go so hard because they're going to do that to us, is the claim. Well, they've already done that, right? And so what are they going to do? They're going to escalate? Well, what can you escalate beyond murdering in broad daylight Charlie Kirk?
Right.
Murdering in broad daylight how many tens of thousands, if not more, with the unsafe and ineffective products, right? What can they do more in terms of the political system where they steal elections at the federal level with foreign actors, okay? So they've already gone to the max, and I just think that they're going to escalate by doing more iterations of not only assassination attempts, but successful assassinations. And so they can use similar individuals such as the autistic Brian Cole to then look the other way in Virginia. I mean, so say, for example, there's a political assassination that takes place in Virginia, and Jay Jones and Abby Spanberger wants to look the other way.
Yeah.
Well, they can do that. Why? Because they can, and because Republicans will not hold them to account. Not a single arrest. So, I mean, at this point, I guess my interpretation of what Alex just explained, we're at a point where I think more people are identifying that this administration is not going to defend and protect us. Look at what this administration continues to do to Tina Peters.
Right.
Right? Look at what this administration does. It prioritizes hostages that are foreign citizens over American citizens that tried to follow the federal laws and with, maintain federal records of an illegal election in Colorado, right? Or what happened to those Oath Keepers and Proud Boys that were not violent? They never got a pardon. But yet Bibi Netanyahu is begging for President Trump to sign a memorandum for him to get a pardon. And next thing you see, I believe it was yesterday, now President Trump received the award that was given to him?
The Israel
by Miriam
Award.
Adelson. Yeah, I think Miriam Adelson gave him the Israel Award, right? Excuse me. Miriam Adelson's surrogate in Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, gave him that award. So it's very abundantly clear that anytime you expose individuals, they go to the lower IQ counter argument, which is, oh, you're a supremacist this and supremacist. Yeah, I'm a high IQ supremacist, okay? I like to converse at the high IQ level, which is you go after individuals and their individual actions. That's what I love about this show. I mean, Alex is not afraid to call out Todd Blanche. He's not afraid to call out Susie Wiles. He's not afraid to call out Pam Bondi. Well, guess what? They think that they have the levers of power to come after us. They might, but guess what? There's enough of people like me, Alex, and you that, you know what? We would rather have mutually assured destruction than for you to be tyrannical on us unlawfully.
It just doesn't
make
sense.
And we'll see
how
it plays out.
You come after us, the Democrats get in power, your whole family's going to be wiped out. They shouldn't. Oh, my God. They're failing us in a way that is hard to even explain. Ivan Raiklin, thank you so much for being here with us. Incredible stuff, as always.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired. No! blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lie. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power. Something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
You're tuned into the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's been an action-packed episode of The War Room today, and we continue into the third hour. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. Things got mixed around a little bit. We weren't supposed to have Vibe until right now, so we've got some free space here. I do have some more news to cover. Although, like I said, I mean, other than the pipe bomb suspect and then, of course, the thing yesterday. You know what's funny? I imagine we'll probably keep talking about Candace because I imagine people will call in about that. I wasn't going to mention this, but it just cracked me up yesterday because as soon as the space with Candace was over, I get a call from my co-host, Lebanon John, from Moonbase Live. By the way, we're going to do a Moonbase Live episode tonight with Rex Jones. Apparently Rex Jones has been studying Candace Owens. Apparently he's been watching. He's like, I've been watching Candace Owens for like 48 hours straight. I need to talk about this. So Rex is going to come on Moonbase later tonight at around 9. Follow me on X for that, at Harrison H. Smith. But anyway, my co-host John calls me and he goes, he's like, you know, you asked Candace what the association was, what the purpose of the meeting was, like why this is tied into the assassination. And he's like, she didn't even explain like what happened today. Because what happened yesterday? What happened yesterday is that Donald Trump essentially agreed to give Israel carte blanche in the Middle East. He agreed to go after Iran for their ballistic missile program, which is not like going after a nuclear program. It's like starting a war to go after the ballistic program. So it was just funny to me because my co-host John on Moonbase Live is like actually making a better argument than Candace or any of her cohorts because they have tunnel vision. They're like so hyper-focused on this Charlie Kirk investigation. They have been for months. They like, I think, have kind of forgotten what the whole point of it was. So it was honestly funny to me that it was like, man, my co-host actually would have had a better response than Candace did when I asked about like, why would this meeting have to do with Charlie Kirk? What is the proof of that? And it was John's being like, yeah, they should have brought up the fact that like, yeah, Charlie Kirk was a barrier to war with Iran. And so if the American military wants war with Iran, and you could even make the case that these guys genuinely believe what they say. I think most of it's hogwash. I don't think they truly feel like we're under threat from Iran, but you could make the case, you could understand how if they really do think they have evidence that if Iran makes a nuke, they will kill millions of people or you know, bomb Israel to smithereens, then you could understand why they would make the choices that they would make, including killing anybody they got in the way, because to them, they would be able to say to themselves, it doesn't matter how many people we have to kill, we're saving millions. We're saving millions of lives. Therefore, what aren't we allowed to do? So anyway, I thought that was interesting because that is, you know, if you want to get into the conspiracy, if you want to ask why people would kill Charlie Kirk, why Charlie Kirk would be a figure slated for assassination by a high-level conspiracy, that's the answer. The answer is because he was a highly influential voice in Trump's ear, the only voice in Trump's ear arguing against war with Iran, which, of course, as we've explained over and over, is the ultimate design of Israel. Like, it's the necessary achievement to make all of Israel's previous behavior worth it. And obviously, with Charlie Kirk out of the way, there's nobody whispering in Trump's ear, let's not start World War III. Hey, Trump, let's not do Israel's bidding and get us into another conflict against our interests. Let's not be their slaves. Nobody's saying that anymore because Charlie Kirk was murdered. So that would be a very good reason. But nobody made that case yesterday. I'm going to open up the line for your calls. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. The story of the Somali fraud continues unabated. And I noticed this a while ago, but there's been a series of examples to even better illustrate this strange series of events that keeps recurring in America today. And it's that the federal government, the FBI in particular, doesn't investigate, doesn't look into anything, doesn't release any information, doesn't move a case forward at all until a right-wing podcaster or influencer breaks the story for them. And then suddenly, within days, they'll have a suspect, they'll have a case, they'll say, don't worry, we're on it. And I was trying to list out because, you know, obviously this happened with the pipe bomber, maybe in the most egregious case in recent history. But it's not the only one. So you've got Steve Baker comes out with the gate analysis claiming that the January 6th pipe bomber was a Capitol Police officer. Within a week, they say, actually, we have the January 6th bomber. He's a retarded black guy. Don't ask questions. We're done here. Okay. Kind of timing's a little suspicious there. A little bit odd. Same thing happened with Tucker Carlson in the Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt. He released a bunch of social media, only to the next day the FBI going, well, you know, we've had all of this information too, and we've been doing investigations and interviews as well. It's like, well, then you should have released that before you were pressured to do so by the podcaster. Same thing happened with Jeffrey Epstein. I'd say they could have released the Epstein files at any point, not have this be the albatross around their necks. Instead, they forced Thomas Massey to write a bill, the Epstein Files Act, and get that passed through. So now their hands are being forced as well. And oh, what do you know? They've suddenly discovered a million extra files that they have to go through. And like, it really happens over and over and over again. I'd say, you know, the Charlie Kirk assassination falls into that line as well. So what the hell? And then, of course, the most recent would be the Somali fraud that Nick Shirley goes and exposes in a 45-minute documentary that's now been seen like 100 million times on X. And now the Justice Department is going and knocking politely on doors and asking questions about it. It's like, can you guys not just do this? Like, this is your job. What do you do all day? How have you been beaten to the punch on Somali fraud, the Epstein files, the Butler assassination, the Charlie Kirk assassination, the January 6th pipe bomber, all of these, you got scooped by amateurs, by independents, by anonymous people? It's infuriating is what it is. Okay, so there is some action being taken here. This is interesting. Obviously, Minnesota has been the hot spot for the recent revelations. And now, from Brianna Morello on X, Health and Human Services announces it is halting all child care payments to Minnesota amid ongoing investigations into suspected fraud at daycare centers throughout the state. So, this is the appropriate response. It kind of sucks because you know, there's probably people that depend on the child care that they receive from the government. Like, it's not all fraud. There are some people that probably take advantage of it, and they're going to be hurt by this. But that's why you don't let the fraud happen. As we've explained over and over with every different societal vulnerability that America has, if you can't make sure, if you can't guarantee, if you can't have guardrails that make it to where only people who are qualified get the benefits or only people who are real migrants get to cross the border, if everything is abused from the asylum system to the welfare system, it's got to go away. We can't have it anymore. So if you want these wonderful systems of liberal democracy to be around into the future, you need to harden them against exploitation and fraud. But they won't do that. So now it has to go away. Here's the video.
Today, we have taken three direct actions against the blatant fraud that seems to be rampant in Minnesota. First, I have activated our Defend the Spend system for all ACF childcare payments across America. Starting today, we require a justification, receipt, or photo evidence before we make a payment. Second, I have just signed and sent a demand letter to Governor Walz. I required a full 360 review of these centers. This includes attendance records, licenses, complaints, investigations, and inspections.
And third, we've launched a dedicated fraud reporting hotline and email address at childcare.gov. Whether you're a parent, a provider, a member of the public, we want to hear from you. Let me be crystal clear. ACF expects every state to uphold the highest standards of oversight, monitoring, and accountability for federal dollars. Minnesota is no exception.
We're committed to holding bad actors accountable. Regardless of rank or office, anyone who's involved in perpetrating this fraud against the American people should expect to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
We'd love to see it. I'm waiting. I'm eager. I'm eager to see the not just arrest. Let's deport every Somali. Let's do that. Let's do that. See, I'm becoming untethered. I'm becoming untethered from the individualism of like libertarianism. Because there is something just fundamentally wrong with punishing people for things that they haven't done. And I genuinely believe that. Like, it's like one of the worst things a society can do. Like, that's why there's that phrase, it's better to let, you know, 100 innocent people go or 100 guilty people go than imprison one innocent person. Because guilty people get away with stuff all the time. It's, you know, we have an imperfect society. Guilty people are going to get away. If guilty people get away because the law isn't, you know, super, you know, that's not great. But what is so much worse is using these powers of law and order, using the incredible authority of the state, when that is imposed on somebody that doesn't deserve it, when that is, when somebody who's innocent is treated by the system they live in as if they're guilty, that is a crime. That's like something that we have to work to prevent very strongly. So I don't want to say let's just punish a class of people for what some of those people did. However, the Somali population's presence in America is an attack on America. Their communities are deliberate colonies of foreigners that should have never been allowed to be created. And you can't pull off the level of fraud that they have committed without a community-wide engagement, without community-wide involvement. And at the end of the day, as highfalutin and sort of utopian aspects of our Constitution are, they worked for a while, but like maybe we just got to go back to the old ways. Maybe just go back to the old ways. Back in the day, if you had a population arrive and one of them did something, all of them got kicked out. That's just how it worked. Sorry, be on your best behavior next time. Maybe that's just the way we need to do it now. It's like, well, there's 10,000 Somalis, only 5,000 of them committed fraud. Oh, well, sorry. Sorry to those other 5,000. We can't deal with you. It's not your fault, but it's not our fault either. You just got to go home. You just got to go home. And we have to remember that at the end of the day, deportation is not even a punishment. It's not even a punishment. It's actually why deportations are going so slow. It's why there's not more self-deportations, because deportation isn't a punishment. You're sending people home to where they live, to where they grew up, to where they were born, to a place where they speak the language, to a place where they are citizens. It's actually a gift to them to deport them. What should be happening is anybody caught here should be worked in a factory for 5 years for the benefit of the American taxpayers. Then they can be deported. But right now, we have the situation where it's like, you have to self-deport. And if you don't and we catch you, then you'll be deported. And it's like, okay, so the punishment is the thing you want them to do. You're basically saying, do this thing or else we'll make you do the thing. They're not going to do the thing. They're just going to wait for you to force them. If, on the other hand, it was self-deport and you get to go home, stay here and get caught, you're going to go to jail for 5 years, then be deported. Yeah, people would self-deport. But right now, it's self-deport yourself now or just don't. Just stay here and then maybe we'll catch you and maybe we'll deport you, but the effects will be the same. We need mass deportations. We need mass, unrelenting, unrestricted group deportations for any of these groups that have been dropped in mass by the thousands over the last 10 years as a deliberate attack on the demographics of the American people, which is exactly what it is. With that, we got to the calls. Mike is in the Communist Republic of Canada here talking about the decline of the West. Thank you for calling in, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Harrison. I used to be calling from the Soviet Republic of KKK Canada. I don't know if you remember me in the morning show.
I do. How are you, sir?
I am a lot worse off now that Carney is our prime minister.
Yeah. Well, get out while you can, sir. I mean, we've talked to a lot of people from Canada over the last month, and it's bad. It's bad, man. You know better than I do. How are you weathering it there?
You haven't accepted my application for scrubbing toilets at the InfoWars bathrooms. So
we could be your visa. Here. You could be our H-1B.
I actually can apply for an ES-2 now because I am a licensed contractor. I've owned my own business for 19 years, and I worked my butt off. I actually worked in Florida a few years ago. So what
is your take on the decline of the West, sir?
My take on the decline of the West as a whole is it's pre-programmed as part of the WF, the whole system that's above us, the Bilderberg Group. Yeah. It's just beyond us. So what do? Do we go on to small farming and build smaller communities, or do we go to different countries and build smaller communities there? I don't know how to escape it, but I would like other callers to chime in and tell us what can we do about it, because I'm sick of paying taxes to go to Ukraine to fund the biggest money laundering operation in history.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. And I think anyone with half a brain knows this, but it's just getting worse. Like, there's going to be a new war. There's going to be a new Gaza. New Israel is going to be, like, maybe Iran or something like that, where our tax money just gets funneled out of the country to, training transsexuals to farm rights. Serve to the expert.
I get you. And, there is no escape. We have to fight. We have to win. And we are running out of time. And we only have a few years left. And it's just a matter of demographics. It's a matter of numbers. I mean, the numbers out of the Netherlands right now, I think it was the Netherlands, in the youngest cohort, amongst the youngest generation, only 10% of them are Dutch. 90% are non-Dutch. So in 20 years, Netherlands is not going to exist. It's going to be a different set of people. So if you want to act now, okay, the people of the Netherlands are still the majority. It's just every day you wait is a day that your population is diminished and the other populations are growing. So once it gets to the point where, you know, the natives of Europe are only 10% of the population, they can't fight back against that. Like, they're not going to be able to do anything to fight back at that point. And there is no escape. So fighting back is paramount. Fighting back is key. I do wish we could consolidate more. I think one of the issues is that there's so many of us, but we're so widespread and we, just can't get together. And at the end of the day, the vast majority of people, unfortunately, are still asleep. They're still going about their day. And in fact, I think the most dangerous thing that we have to contend with is the cowardice of our own side. Not just the cowardice that like stops people from taking chances and, you know, taking risks or taking unpopular positions, but the cowardice that like people don't even want to hear about conflict. They can't even handle like talking about people disagreeing. And I don't know, maybe this is just, maybe not everybody experiences this, but like there's so many times that I'm hanging out with friends or family or whatever, and I know that if I tried to talk about what I talk about here on InfoWars, like, you know, the response of just like, we can't talk about that. And they're just like scared. And it's like, guys, you got to stop being scared. You got to stop being scared of confrontation. You got to stop being scared of disagreement. You got to stop being scared of like the reality that some people are bad. Like, that's the thing. Racism, anti-Semitism, all of these labels depend on fear. It is the fear of being called these things, the fear of being perceived as bad. You've got to get over it. You've got to get over it. People are scared to say the Somalis are taking over the country because it's like, oh my God, you're racist. Or, I mean, I know lots of good Somalis. I wouldn't want to say that. But it's like, guys, the Somalis are taking over. Like, you have to stop them. So you're not like nice for being taken advantage of. You're not a good person for being a weak idiot that's being screwed over. But people are weak, man. So if we can't even like talk about this stuff, you know, we're never going to solve anything. So it's really up to us, which is why I try to encourage people just to speak up in like a casual way. You know, if you can say something to help everybody out. Republic of Somaliland. Good Lord. Somaliland is a project by Israel. You've probably never heard of Somaliland. You're going to start hearing about it all the time because it's where Israel wants to send the people of Gaza. So that's why there's the Republic of Somaliland now, is because Israel wants to use it to shove off all of its human refuse onto, because they're evil. Folks, we're going to be back on the other side to take more of your phone calls, but I do want to remind you that right now it's buy one, get one. You know the phrase, BOGO sups today on thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. This sale ends tomorrow. You can get any supplement, or as we in the business say, sups. Get any sup, get any other sup free. That's buy one, get one, BOGO supplements, sups, BOGO sups. You know it. Now you'll never forget it. And it's not just buy a supplement and get a cheaper supplement free. You can actually buy a cheap supplement and get any other supplement free, including the more expensive ones. So go today, mix and match these amazing supplements together. Ultramethylene blue tinctures, bovine colostrum, sea moss capsules, life force, Shilajit gummies and capsules, ultimate turmeric, ultimate power drink mix, the beef cooking tallow. It's all available now at thealexjonesstore.com. Go there, shop around, keep us on the air, and get the supplements you need to achieve your goals in the new year. BOGO subs.
Tomorrow is the last day to buy any of our incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the ultramethylene blue, you name it, and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. That's not the normal buy one and get one free at the same time. This is a massive deal on some of the deals. If you get like the more expensive supplement, when you buy one of the inexpensive ones, they're break even or loss leader. AlexJonesApp.com, put that on screen. You get 20% off when you use the app. It's the same shopping cart. So this is crazy, but that's why we can't have these super big sales, because there's got to be some margin of profit there to operate. But we don't mind some lost leaders sometimes, because the products are so good. We have an 80%+ reorder rate on the methylene blue, 75% reorder on average for the other products. Nobody in the supplement industry has that reorder level. These are all the best. They're either the best certified private label from a company, or we go to and get a top formula and go and make it even better. But most of our products are simply private labels of already number one, five-star certified, the best. I mean, we don't like to reinvent the wheel around here, okay? Whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the most studied, whatever is the best, that is what you're going to get. That's what people get our supplements and say, my God, I used to take turmeric and give me some relief from pain and inflammation. Well, why is yours so much better? Because the average turmeric's food grade 4%. This is 95%. That's why Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, a small amount, by the way, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, was the first 95% curcuminoid. And we got a 95% curcuminoid at Bigly at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So it's real simple. Our creatine gummies is the highest quality type of creatine there is. Go look it up. You'll look at the name we have. Just ask Rock, is this the best creatine? He'll say, absolutely, hands down. Nano concentrated on top of it. I mean, it's just real simple. We treat you like we want to be treated, plus we want it to really work so you come back. That's our philosophy. It's real simple. I don't want to sell you something one time. I want a relationship. All I need to do is go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Why the selection of Patriot apparel? What an adventure to wear it. I need the funds. All this stuff's going on. You see we're still here because we're fighting them tooth and nail, okay? And if they shut us down, we just go right over to the Alex Jones Network at TheAlexJonesStore.com, also financed, which I don't own, so they can't shut that down. I don't own TheAlexJonesStore.com. Bigly does. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. They do. But I need your support. And let me tell you something. Something like Ultra DNA Revival is an NAD plus booster. And it's got the precursor of NAD, because most people don't absorb NAD. Don't know what that does? Well, you need to look into it. That's just one of the ingredients. Big dose, high-quality organic NAD. The precursor. Because it's the precursor you're able to absorb. Okay, this cleans out your cells. This turbocharges your body. This gives you clarity, energy, focus, makes your telomeres last longer. This goes great with the methylene blue. Also, a ridiculous name, but it actually is true. I didn't come up with a name for this. Ultimate power. we said, hey, make something even better than Turbo Force. With natural clean energy without the letdown. This is even stronger than Turbo Force, which was amazing. If you like Turbo Force, get Ultimate Power.
When the robots rise, the skies turn red, and the cities burn cold. Circuits hunt the weak, and mercy's just a broken code. Only the strong will survive the purge. Only the men of the InfoWar stand ready. Armed with truth when the machines bring war.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're tuned in to the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is the War Room. Ultimate Power, Patriot Punch. We got Ultimate Power on sale, TheAlexJonesStore.com. This is what you need, folks. This is what you need. New Year's is coming up. It's right around the corner. We're doing an all-night broadcast tomorrow, the 31st, 9 to 1 a.m., 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., I'll be here for some of it, maybe not all, but as much as possible. Hopefully be here for the countdown. But as I've been saying, you're gonna wanna be able to fulfill those New Year's resolutions. You're gonna need the energy to exercise. You're gonna need the focus to achieve your goals. Don't let 2026 sneak up on you. Make sure you have the fuel you need. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. To let him know who sent you. With that, we go out to your calls. Charlie from Chicago is called in. Thank you so much for calling in. Charlie, you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. To touch on that last call, how you finished that up, is here's the one I get from my family. Is like, once I speak truth, they're like, I get enough of my own problems. I don't want to hear any more about that. But
yeah.
The reason for my call is to hype you back up, Harrison. Dude, after destroying Loomer on Twitter, you were asked to take another fight. Like, you didn't have time to train. You're like Rocky, brother. Like, you just got back in there, bro. Like, every day we are born with a finite amount of creative energy and energy, and it's up to us to decide how to use it strategically. You know exactly what I'm talking about, brother. Like, these, I can't articulate words like you, but I can sense when someone's trying to, like, tune me up and get my energy and my focus. Like, energy vampires are real, Harrison.
Dang. I love it, Charlie. You have hyped me up. This is exactly what I needed. Keep going.
I was trying to explain it to the call screener. She was like, I don't know, just pushing through. But look, vampires hang out at dusk or night. But, like, maybe we start a new investigation. I've never seen Candace do a podcast during the day. I've never seen her outside. Like, she's got fangs. Like,
whoa.
I'm sure there's a lot more. No. It's energy vampires, brother. This is an energy battle, dude. Like,
the thing is,
you are born with this every day. There's a finite amount. That's it, man. Like, this is my resource. This is my commodity. This is it. Like, your energy, and you decide how to spend it. And that's, should have said that. We love you. We miss you in the morning, but after 9 hours of InfoWars, like, how you can still be so upbeat and comedic, even though you're tired today, and this is literally the second time I've ever gotten through. The last time was when you were, the show was about to end. It's just a beautiful thing, man. Love you, brother.
Well, thank you very much. Love you, too. Yeah, you know, it's... I don't know, man. These things come in waves. I'd completely forgotten that I beefed with Laura. That's right. Yeah, a couple days ago, I was cursing out Laura Loomer on X. I kind of forgot about that. I kind of forgot about how many people lie about us all the time, constantly trying to destroy us from every different angle, despite the fact that all we're trying to do is save the world and save the country from the ravenous grips of a cabal of psychopaths. Sorry, this is so much trouble for everybody. But he's got to lie about us constantly. And they lie about us to try to discredit us, and they lie about us to try to take credit for what we do. And it's just lies, 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 lies. So I do appreciate the call. It is vampiric. It is energy destroying, energy sucking. So again, I don't know, man. It's exhausting. It really is exhausting. And it comes in waves, you know? Sometimes it's like, not a lot's going on, and then, you know, suddenly there's a week where I'm fighting Laura Loomer and you going on Candace Owens. I'm doing a moon base tonight. So, yeah, some weeks – last week I had a day where I was on air for like 11 hours, something just ridiculous. But it's fun. But it's great and necessary, and I hope I'm using my energy adequately. As long as I have some left over to wrestle with my children at the end of the day, then we'll be good. Thanks so much for the call, Charlie. That was great. Let's go to Undergotten in Massachusetts. I know what Undergotten is calling in. Guys, bring up Undergotten's X feed if you can. What's the feed? Is it Captain Undergotten?
Just Undergotten.
Just Undergotten. Pull up Undergotten's feed because I'm sure we'll want some visuals to go along with this. You want to talk about the Doppler radar bases. Tell us your theory here, Undergotten.
So it's not a theory. It's very observable fact that our government has completely hijacked the jet stream using the radar bases. And we've heard Alex Jones say this a few times. He says, usually under his breath, like, you know, the radar bases are controlling the weather.
Yeah.
But I've spent the entire year just staring at satellite until my eyes bleed so that I could demonstrate this. It's kind of the only thing I do with my free time.
All right, you know what, Undergotten? We're doing it right now. We're making this happen right now because I know my producer, Scott, I just saw him sitting in the control room. Sometimes he gets out of here before the show's over, but I know he's back there. So I'm going to ask you to hold, Undergotten, and I'm going to ask Scott to get your information, and we're going to bring you on as a full-fledged guest because I know you want to present some videos and present your evidence. I know we don't have time right now. So, Scott, if you would please get Undergotten's information and we'll bring him on because I do think he has identified a very interesting phenomenon that is the manipulation of the jet stream by the forces that be, the powers that be. So, we'll get that. We'll not talk about it right now, Undergotten, but we'll get that set up for later this week. In the meantime, we'll go to Godzilla in Wisconsin. Thank you for the call, Undergotten, and we'll talk soon. Godzilla, you're on the air about Candace.
Yeah, I haven't seen you mentioned it, but Candace mentioned on her own show, and I sent you the clip on your X DMs about how she openly talks about how she's in the Masons, like the female versions of the Masons.
Oh.
Did you see that before or no?
I have not seen that, but that would be very strange. That would be very strange because Catholics and Masons do not mix.
Yeah, and she said so herself in her show, so it's not like just some hearsay. And she was serious about it. It was after her, after Charlie Kirk's death, she was like, you know, I'm one of TPUSA's Masons. And not like there's anything bad about the Masons. They're like any other big group. There's like good lodges and bad lodges and lodges that just hang out or whatever. But it could add to like all the theatrics we're seeing as there's all these other gazillion wild news stories going on from, you know.
Well, no, wait. So did she say she was a Mason, or did she just say she was like, or was she saying she was one of the sort of like bricklayers at Turning Point? It sounds like the way you phrased it, it wasn't I'm a Mason, but more like I was one of the, you know, earlier, you know, founders.
No, it's pretty obvious that she's saying like she's like Masonic, you know. I sent you the clip too if you wanted to play it. She's pretty clear in the video clip.
I'll check it out. But that would conflict with her Catholic faith. You're not allowed to be a Catholic and a Mason at the same time. You'll be excommunicated as a Catholic if you're a Mason. So I would look into that claim, but that is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I don't know if you knew this with the Masons, but one of their symbols, like the theater mask, so they do all these theatric stuff, you know. And you know, I understand both of your guys' standpoints. You know, you're trying to get to the bottom of this murder mystery story. You know, who done it? You know, but it's unfortunate because it's just the world we live in. We live in the world of in a futuristic world of like bioengineered microchip and viruses, weapons, chemtrails, and Jeffrey Epstein project, Operation Midnight Climax stuff, you know, and this is just how we've seen just in the background here and there assassinations. The Call of Duty video game guy was just assassinated, some people say, in a car crash. We still didn't find out what happened to Seth Rich. You know, there's all these types of assassinations that come and go, and people have a hard time grasping with the reality that there's John Wick-like assassin agencies and intelligence agencies like Mossad and the CIA and MI6 go around murking people all the time.
I mean, they do go around murking people. They also have ways of killing people in ways that are totally undetectable, right? The heart attack gun has been a reality since the church hearings in the 60s, and that was a gun that shot a frozen pellet so it would dissolve once it hit its target. Like it was poison. They would freeze poison into a frozen pellet, shoot it out of a gun. It would go into your body, disperse, melt, so there was no residue, no nothing, and you would have a heart attack. And there was no, like, maybe if they could find the pinpoint, you know, needle prick where you got hit, but that was in the 60s. I'm sure they've got 60 years of advancement through then. I seriously doubt it would be harder than, like, pulling up your name on a list and clicking kill, and, you know, I'm sure they have lots of ways of taking people out. So, you know, the fact that it was done in front of everybody is either evidence that the, you know, a Tyler Robinson type person just took him out because, you know, that's where you would take him out as a public place. But if it was a conspiracy, it means that it was about more than just killing Charlie Kirk, because if it's a big conspiracy with all of these powers, with all of these incredible capabilities to kill people, they don't have to do it in front of everybody. They don't have to do it on camera. They don't have to do it in a way that is bloody and traumatic. They do that because they want that, because that's part of the effect that they're trying to create. So if it is a conspiracy, I mean, that was a part of the calculus is we don't want to just kill Charlie. We want to make an example out of him. So, you know, and when you talk about if they just wanted him gone, there were ways to get, I mean, they can crash his plane. They can, you know, just anything. And as you point out, go look in the past and you'll see more like that. Now, you did bring up Masons, and I'm glad you did, because I wanted to bring the story up and I'd forgotten about it until you said it. Freemasons seek injunction against a Met policy requiring officers to declare membership. So this is like a bizarre, this came out yesterday, but essentially the Masons are claiming religious discrimination and saying we don't have to reveal that we're Masons. Freemasons have demanded an emergency injunction from the High Court to halt the Metropolitan Police's new policy that orders officers to tell their bosses if they're members of the organization. The Freemasons filed papers in London on Christmas Eve and claimed the Met's policy amounts to religious discrimination against Freemasons who are also police officers. They say they're making up the law on the hoof and whipping up conspiracy theories. The Met has vowed to fight back as it sees the policy as part of its fight to restore trust and credibility. And the case currently under investigation involves claims of Masonic influence and alleged wrongdoing. This is very interesting and goes to show you, you know, America sort of is less involved in this type of stuff than historically Europe is. You know, the Masons come out of the fact that there used to be what would be called like royal monopolies. And so the crown would basically say, you have the monopoly on steel. You have the monopoly on wheat. You have the monopoly as the Masons. And so they would create these guilds that would, you know, serve as the bureaucracies that would, you know, facilitate the economy between, you know, in sort of a halfway controlled economy. So that's where the Masons come from, is it's this outgrowth of these like medieval guild systems that were created by the royals to control the economy. Anyway, it's fascinating. And like Italy is still like run by the mob to a very large degree. Like, yeah, we have mobsters here. We've got secret societies here. In Europe, they're like centuries old, entrenched, powerful forces. And you can see that here in the UK with the Masons. So very interesting stuff. Thank you for the call, Godzilla. Let's go to Master Stefu in California on line 8. Go ahead, Master Stefu. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Master Stefu. How you doing, Harrison?
Stefu, very good. Thank you. How are you?
Very well. A few things I'd like to cover, if you'll allow me. You were talking about some old school, just to call that up, families that have been ruling the world for a long time, and we know who they are. And Alex has talked about this, that there's a list. He came in the room with you, about a half hour ago and looked down, wouldn't look up, and he was all downtrodden, you know. They're gonna come and get us. You know, he said, you know what? We got our list too. And you know we do. We know who's got the list. Glenn's got the list. A lot of people have the list. A lot of people could take care of the list. I know how to take care of the list. You know, and I'm not advocating for violence or anything like that, but there's about 1,000 people on this earth that are causing the problems. And it would only take about $2 to $3 billion in Bitcoin, pardon my French, within about a week or two, it would be done. Everybody else would be running for the hills or their bunkers, and they'd never make it out alive. There's that. Also, the Candace thing. You know, Alex should be helping Candace instead of publicly outing her and dressing her down in public. And that's probably why he was looking down. You know, he knows he's wrong to do that. You call somebody up privately and you help them. You're wrong here, you're wrong there. You don't go on the internet, you don't go all over everywhere on social media and say what a jerk somebody is. You know what I mean? And then
kinda, I don't know.
Maria Z, she was right. She was right. And then you made her try to look, but she was being right.
What?
Please respond. Please respond.
Well, what did Maria Z say? I don't even know what you're referencing about Maria Z.
She was being cool about it. Like, let's not be so hard on her. Like, help her out. If she's a little off.
What are you talking about? Joker? Elizabeth Lane that was just in here? Are you talking about the guest we just had?
I think so.
Okay. That was Elizabeth Lane. That's why I was confused.
I'm sorry.
You're mixing up two very effective lady journalists. Do you think I was being harsh with her?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I know you're sticking up for Alex, but Alex has been too hard on Candace. In my opinion, he should take her aside and help her to get to the bottom what really went down with Charlie, because we know that the official narrative is bullshit. And we want to get to the bottom of it. And the people that are behind it are the people that are behind trying to kill Trump and have been behind wars and rumors of wars and everything that's since the beginning of time, since God himself warned us about certain types of people And I'm not saying that they're Jews. They're not Jews. The synagogue of Satan. They're Satanists. Most of them have no affiliation with Judaism whatsoever. It's good versus evil. And you know this. Alex knows this. I know that. Everybody knows it. And it wouldn't be too hard to mop the floor with them without anybody knowing it. And, I mean, I can go on about a few other things, but I feel like that's probably enough. And what do you have to say about that?
Well, I like the last thing that you said. I'll just say about Alex being confrontational. I think it's another one of these things that it's like, okay, if you're going to, you know, take this stuff to the public square. I mean, you know, it's just, there's just this like double standard with Candace. It's very weird where it's like, you know, she's like, question everything. And you're like, okay, well, what about this evidence you presented? And it's like, shill, you're a shill. You've been paid off. And it's like, okay, I thought we were supposed to question everything. I thought, you know, if you say that Mitch Snow is untrustworthy, then everybody will throw you to the wolves. But then on the space on yesterday, Candace is like, I don't even know if I trust Mitch. So it's like, well, then what's the big deal? And if you're going to, you know, be going, oh, we're fearless, we're following this no matter what, and they're trying to stop, then like, okay, when somebody, you know, comes out and hits you back just as hard, you can't cry foul and say, wait, you're being too mean. You know, it's like, she's a big girl, she can handle it, and at the end of the day, that's what this is, right? I mean, this is, to X is the public square. Like, this is the Roman Forum. This is, like, whether you like it or not, you are essentially, you know, living in the Roman Republic, and you're getting to watch, you know, Cicero and Caesar argue a case in front of the town, in front of the city. And that's where these conversations happen. That's what is, you know, going to be written down about in the future. Things can happen in private, but at the end of the day, this is what we're doing. We're in the mix. We're in the forum. We're in the conversation pit, duking it out. So, you know, if you think he's being mean, you know, okay, fine. I think the way I've been treated by Candace's fans is way more like hateful and mean and insulting than anything else. But you can't dare push back at them, because then you're the bad one. Then, you know, don't you dare say, like, you know, how dare you, like, F off, stop questioning me. They get to question you. They get to be the inquisitors. Like, it's this whole thing. It's just like, so what's the deal? So this is a revolutionary investigation that's going to, you know, shake the pillars of the world, but you have to be nice to me? Like, what? What are we talking about here? Oh, we're going to investigate everything, question everything, and we're going to get things wrong sometimes. But if you say we're wrong, you're the bad guy and you're evil and you're trying to stop us and cover us up. It's like, nothing is consistent. Nothing is factual. Nothing is logical. It's all just this wishy-washy, whatever happens to be, you know, the argument that's being made at the moment. And I just think it's unhelpful. It's not how you actually run an investigation. So, you know, sorry. And look, it's like, okay, you know what's kind of mean? What's kind of mean is like going on a podcast with millions and millions of viewers or listeners and accusing somebody of being a part of the Charlie Kirk assassination when they're completely innocent. Yeah, I think that's kind of mean. She did it in a very nice tone of voice. But like, oh, you don't think that's mean? You don't think that's kind of a unkind thing to do to somebody? So, you know, okay, it might be unkind for us to say, hey, Candace, you're messing up here, but it's a lot meaner to target some random person with, you know, an avalanche of hate because some random con artist picked his picture out of a lineup. So I just spare me. You know, it's like, okay, it's mean. Well, so is Candace. So take it up with her. That's really how I feel about all this. Thank you for the call, though. I do appreciate it, and I agree with your prescription for what would fix the world. Let's go to Michael in Memphis now. Michael in Memphis, thanks for calling in. You're on line 10.
Hot dog, man. Woo! What's going on, baby? How are you, man?
I'm better now, dude. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I'm on a freaking fifth of whiskey right now. I'm about to get that bottle right down the cornhole, man. Not down the cornhole, on the pipe pole. You know what I'm saying there? Woo-hoo! All right, what I'm going to say right now, Alex already broke the case right after it happened, man. Steven Crowder told him it was Trantifa, man. I mean, what the hell are we doing? Did you see the look in his little eyes, man? What more evidence do you need? He had those look in his little beady eyes, and he had that tie going, man. You see that little tie going? It's definitely Transheaper, bro, and the furry army. You got to watch out for the furry special forces. They're going to get you. I'm telling you, man. Did you ever see a bunny with a dildo gun? Woo-hoo!
Hey, you're not wrong. You're not. What is it? What is it about the trans and the furries? I saw a chart yesterday that was, normalizing violent crime rates. And it doesn't matter what demographic you're talking about. Trans people out violent them by a factor of two. What is it about the trans community that makes them so violent, Michael?
Well, I'm breaking your chops. It's the BS assassin. I'm just saying how ridiculous Alex Jones is. Woo! BS assassin for president, baby. I'm back, Harrison. How you doing, brother?
All right.
I don't like that one.
Well, so... But
I'm saying he's calling out Candace, and then right after it happened, he's going, I got the intel from Crowder, man. He said it's Transheaper and a furry. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell is that, man? You know what I mean? So if you're not, before any evidence, there was no investigation done. So all we have is speculation at this point, and all roads lead to the Zionists, bro.
But let me ask you, why is the Patsy going through with it? How does that work out?
Because what did we see? We saw a kid on a roof and he jumped. We don't even know if that's the kid, bro. We saw a security team that had no fear of any gunfire, that was clearly in on everything. I mean, we saw a cover-up right off the bat. I mean, it was just, we saw people give false statement after false statement from Turning Point USA. So it's like, this is how it has to go down. You gave false statements. You covered up evidence. Those are the first guys you bring in. Those guys, okay, you guys, those are the first guys. You go after them. You say, listen, you guys covered up a freaking crime scene. So you got to lock them up.
You're talking about the guy, the George Zinn guy?
I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about the whole security team. What the hell? You contaminated a crime scene, man. You know what I mean? Nobody was worried about any other gunshots. Those are the guys you bring in. Those guys need to be deposed in a public hearing, man. We need to see who knows what. Every one of those freaking guys. And every guy from Turning Point USA that was giving false statements about it. That was just blatantly lying. All those guys got to get brought in.
There's been a lot of suspicious activity around it. We've been covering and reporting on it the whole time. I'm excited to see what happens in the courtroom. I'm sure they'll present evidence and everybody will buy it and then all of this will calm down. I'm sure the court proceedings of the Charlie Kirk alleged assassin, I'm sure that'll just solve everything. Right? Tell me, please.
So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors now available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. High quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We can't do it without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.